That's good. But yeah, so Yard Sale I dropped in 2020. It was a 9-song EP that I put out, and basically, like, I kind of just got to the point to where I was like, I have mad music. I've like kind of gotten to like with the music that I had unreleased, I was kind of like getting to like a different point with it. You know, I was kind of like
Yeah.
moving past a lot of the music that I had stocked up. So
Yeah.
I kind of like the 9 best songs I had sitting around and mixed them and put them together and then put them out in a trap in a project called Yard Sale. So it was kind of like me clearing out empty boxes of files that I have,
I
you
see.
know, and doing a yard sale. So I like had a release party at my crib to where like the front yard was a yard sale. So like you walked up and like that front yard was an actual yard sale. And then when you go around the back, it was like DJ, food, drinks, like
That's
merch,
hard.
all that shit.
That is so cool.
That's fire.
Thank you. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
this is some of the merch I made. This is just like
That's
one
thinking on your
example.
feet.
Sorry.
Oh God.
That's very creative. I love that.
So I made all this shit.
Oh, lit.
This is the yard sale shit. I painted it. But
Oh,
like,
what you
got
make
the,
that off?
what's up?
I said, what you make that off? Like, what software you use to make that?
So I drew the original yard sale logo, and then
Yeah.
I have a homie that does all that shit. So he just drew that for me and made like a clip art for me. And then since I'm in LA, you know, went down to the fashion district, you know, scoured
Cool.
around there for a nice lady that would help me screen print for cheap. Got that shit.
That's
And
clutch.
then I actually found another store that was selling all these like blank sweatshirts and sweatshorts. I mean, sweatpants. So I like cut them and made them sweatshorts and put patches on them and shit.
Bruh,
So
so
nice.
that's crazy.
Oh, he
This
got
was
the top and the
sweatshirt.
bottom.
I'm about
Yeah,
to
let me buy that shit.
cop some of this merch
Yo,
right here.
you have like
On.
a, do you have like a big ass size? Like, I like to wear big ass shit. You got like, what's the biggest size you got?
On me, I think I only have larges up to large on me right now.
For sure.
In the shirts, I have more, but
Yeah.
yeah, I do like all of them are mad different. Like I literally did like 12, 10 or 12 like sets, sweatshirt, like sweat t-shirt and pants and shorts, and
Yeah.
like every one of them is different. So
For
like
sure.
I had like this one. I had like a tan set, tan butterfly,
Yeah, that's
you know.
beautiful.
That is, I love
That.
the butterfly. What
Thank
inspired
you.
that?
And then this, you know, I need space. Honestly, like kind of a number of simple things that ended up working out, you know.
Yeah.
So as I was kind of the sweatshirts and sweat shorts kind of like were like an in the moment thing. I was down in LA, like fashion district, just like looking for someone to screen print my shirts. And I went into this one store and they had gray and green and black and all these like mad nice quality sweatshirts. And I was like, and they were pretty cheap. So I was like, damn, what if I cut the sleeves off? You know, that'd be cool. And then I
Yeah.
went to like another store that had a bunch of patches and I was just like, all right, we can figure something out here. So then like I found like all the different kinds of butterflies they had and like I kind of have a personal connection with butterflies due to like a family member that I had passed a while ago. So it was kind of like, you know, yard sale, summer outside themed.
Yeah.
Also, the butterfly connected to me personally.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, so this something here, we could do something with this. And then from there, I just kind of like started having fun with it.
Yeah.
I was just like, all
Yeah.
right, I can do this green one with this spaceman hoodie. Or like whatever, different shit like that, you know? So I just like started getting creative with it. Like I'm the
Yeah.
kind of person that just like when I find something that's cool and like even if it's something that I'm only gonna do that one time, like I know I really try to just at least see it all the way through that one time and just like see how I feel about it and see how it goes and just, you know, play it like that, you know? So that's like something I've really gotten into a lot since being out in LA is fashion and like
Yeah.
thrift stores and like, you know, doing shit like that.
Yeah, I was
So
gonna ask how. Yeah, I was gonna ask how How important was that for you, having the merch bundled in with the album? Was it something that you were kind of like, yeah, I'm going to like set out to do this? Or like as you were finishing the project and like getting all the mixes together, you were like, I should add this in along in addition with it?
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of something that merch is something that I've done with every project that I've done so far.
Yeah.
So I mean, mine is like the first project I put out. So the first project I put out in 2019 was like, I was in college, created a 7-song EP, like produced, mixed to everything. Like, you know, it was kind of low quality, but it was my first project. And I just like put that out. And then I dropped 2 5-song EPs in 2020, and I did merch with both of them as well. So that's kind of just like something I've always been on. That's part of like the thing, you know, is like with this album comes something physical as well. So like, you know, the first one I did Scenic Route, I did like, you know, album cover on the front, name on the back, just t-shirts, simple. And then the next project I did, Isolation, I did hoodies, short sleeves, long sleeves. And then this next project that I did, I completely customized my own fits and did t-shirts and painted on a bunch of them. And like, you know, so it's kind of been a progression of just like getting creative with it.
Yeah.
Cause I just like, I like designing and doing shit like that. Like I've painted a few pairs of shoes and stuff. Like I just am an artist in the visual aspect as well as music. So it's kind of just like something I always try to incorporate. Like, you know, I want the album or project to be like something that's all encompassing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I always try to, you know, have it be like, I'm also very like seasonal with it. You know what I mean? Like I'm conscious of like the seasons and when I put out music and like how that's going to work, you know, like my first one was Scenic Route, and I literally went to Venice one day and I was like, yo, my producer Max was living with me at the time. So like, well, I'm a producer, but me and him like produce a lot together. He like is the prominent producer in a lot of my shit. I was like, yo, let's make just like a little project that captures this vibe where we are right now.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I just put out t-shirts, white t-shirts, light, you know, something cool. So
yeah.
I always just try to incorporate shit like that. And it's just like a part of my shit, you know, it's just something I enjoy doing. So kind of a long-winded answer, but it's always something that I do whenever I do these projects and shit. I always try to come up with something like that to incorporate, you know?
That's fire.
Yeah, it is fire, bro. I need to cop that shit. I need to cop that shit. That butterfly with the pants. I want to work out in that shit.
Hell yeah.
In your shirt, you have like clouds, like it's like a sky. And you know, when
you
see the yard sale signs, that's literally what it is. It's like
the
background of everything. So exactly. I love that. I think that's a cool idea.
Thank you.
Kind of gives you like backyard boogie kind of feel too.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was
I was in LA when you did that.
I know. I wish we had linked. But but nah, yeah, that's like, you know, like I'm saying, that was like the whole encompassing vibe of it. Like, I really like played in that this is a yard sale. Like, this isn't just like my project that I'm putting out that's called yard sale for no reason. Like, like, you know what I mean? There's like a reason behind it, and there's thought and like a concept around it. And like, you know, and I made like some shirts, I made like, it was like a low number. I think I made like 30 shirts or whatever, and I only painted like 10 of them. So it was like, you know, somebody wants to spend a little less money and get the basic shirt, you can still get something. Or if you want an exclusive piece of art that I made myself, you could pay a little bit more for it, you know? So like,
fire.
Different shit like that. And like, honestly, like, as an independent artist, like, it's hard to make money in this shit right now before you like get to it. Yeah. So like, making merch and like selling that is like one of the main avenues of revenue streams that you can have as an artist. So I just like, you know, that's why I've been on it from day one, because I want that to be the expectation. Like, I want like my supporters to be like, yo, Cave's dropping an album this summer, which I am. But yo, Cave's dropping an album this summer. There's definitely going to be some fire merch with that shit. I can't wait to, you know, I want it to be the next expectation.
Yeah.
How long you been working on that, the album that you about to drop?
So it's still in concept right now. Like I said, so a producer I work with, his name is Max Mitchell. And I work with a couple other people, like his brother Tucker's a really talented producer as well that we work with a lot. And, you know, but me and Max have like really honed in on some shit. So we're just kind of at the point where like, yo, it's time to like put together a full album and like, you know, really put the pieces together on this shit that we've been like putting together over a while. And it's like, you know, it's no more than like a concept right now, but like the things are set in place. You know, we have like, we're making like 30 songs and then picking from there. And we're probably at like 7 or 8 right now.
Right.
You know, so I'm still like, I kind of like am letting this type of thing happen naturally. It's been a process of me like narrowing down things I want to talk about. It's been a process of us creating openly and me narrowing down what sounds I really like. So it's an ongoing process. I just kind of like have the target to have it out in the summer, probably like August. So that's kind of just like a target I'm trying to hold myself to, but I have a lot of shit coming this year. Like the past couple of years I've been like putting stuff out sporadically, but now I just like have so much shit and I'm just like ready to push this shit forward. And you know, I'm gonna have like at least one single dropping every month, like music videos, all that shit. Like I finally forced myself to hop on TikTok and like, you know, start doing that shit. So that's kind of like a commitment I'm making. You
bro,
know?
I hate TikTok. I had to quit. I had to quit, bro. I couldn't do it.
It's tough, but like my thing personally is it just like I kind of like tried to start doing it before, but I wasn't enjoying it and I like wasn't really fucking with it and like I don't really like editing videos and shit, so like I kind of had to like trial and error with what I wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
And I kind of got to the point to where like I can use this.
At that moment, we knew.
Yeah. Yo, for real. Well, like what really sparked it, like, you know, I listen to Mad Gary V all the time, like whatever. But I'm hella into the NFT shit, right? We'll get into that. But what really sparked the TikTok shit for me is like, I literally like was at work one day, heard the sample, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I went home, flipped the sample, made a beat out of it, whatever. And I literally just took a video and I was just like, yo, this is the sample I used. Beep. Yeah. And this is the beat I made. Beep. And like, I just posted it and didn't think about it and looked at it the next day. And it was like almost at 1,000 views. And I was like, damn, that's kind of, I should be doing this. You know, I was like, all right, this is real. Like almost 1,000 people saw this stupid video of like a half decent beat that I made. Like what happens when I like really put some good content together?
Yeah.
So I've just been going through and like finding beats that I like, writing to them, writing 12 bar verses. And like, it's forcing me to write more. It's making me record more, like getting on different styles, exploring flows. Like, you know, I kind of have like a few, like two or like three TikTok things that I'm just going to keep doing. So like, you know, I'm kind of just trying to hone in on a few things that I'm good at and I'm already good at and already enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And just, you know, start being consistent with it.
Keeping them in rotation. Yeah. I think I got shadow banned from TikTok, bro. Like I posted, like every time I post now, bro, they like, it could be a clean ass video, me not cursing, me not saying nothing controversial, just like a regular video. And TikTok will be like content violation. And I'm just like, bro, like I literally, so I started testing it to see if like they would just allow me to post anything. And then I just posted a video of me just saying, hey, I'm on TikTok. And that got content violated, bro. So I deleted my account. That's when I had to give up the grind, bro. I'm on YouTube Shorts now, type shit.
Yeah, word.
I'm heavily sedated, can't handle conversation. I get too real with myself, start hyperventilating. Mental imprisonment, fighting for exoneration. Vices, gorilla gripping, need balance and moderation. Occasionally I just fade away, can't get away from the day. Like Jack Bauer, I'm sweeter than sour, but I'm likely to flip the hourglass. Hour pass, knocking on the door, just need to shower fast. Hop out. Some days gotta get me out of bed, wash away the feeling of the sorrow that's up in my head. Yeah, blue lights mesh with the red, I'm more grateful than dead. But lately I've just been walking like in Los Angeles with the Lakers. I'm patient, I'm making a name for myself, and when I make it, I'm taking the family with me. I'm feeling what you've been saying, I told you my hands are praying. Only so much I can do till these manifestations happen. All this liquor I've been sipping on, I hope that it'll fill me up. I really haven't eaten, tell the bartender to fill me up. I need another double shot, whiskey and some other shit. Going home, smoke some pie, yeah, the cycle never. Scotty asked me about my secrets, I said, baby, that shit classified. Love to call her baby, so she sucked me like a pacifier. Tried to say she loved me, but I told her I'm just passing time. That conversation would just last in a better lies. Flowing deep in open ocean, got me fishing for the truth. Now every time you hear me, it's confessions in the booth. I try to draw the line, but I don't know where it starts. I just scribble on the page, and it comes straight from the heart. East Coast carrier, breaking down every barrier. Trying to make a living and flip it into generational wealth. Give a fuck what's on the shelf. Millions on the way, and I put that shit on myself, yeah. Conversation. I get too real with myself, start hyperventilating. Mental imprisonment, fighting for exoneration. Vices, gorilla gripping, need balance and moderation.
The secret to TikTok and content creators too is they spend the time that they are motivated to do TikTok or motivated to post on Instagram. Like they spend that whole allotted time to like do a bunch of different videos so that throughout the week they can like post them even though they're not doing them right then and there. So I think you're hitting on the formula for like, you know, growing and expanding, because I feel like that's what all of them do no matter what the social media platform is they record a bunch at once or take a bunch of pictures at once and then post weekly or post monthly or whatever.
I could definitely attest to that, bro, because whenever I tried to be on TikTok, I would have a TikTok idea, but I'd be like in the shower taking a shower and shit and be like, yeah, I'm gonna get it once I get off the shower. And then I'd be like getting out of the shower and be like, damn, what was that idea? Yeah. But, like I'll be like pissing or doing some shit and I'll be like, I'm gonna do it once I get to it. But like, I don't know, bro. I don't know how I would like do it in that moment, like in the shower moment, like that example. But like, I've realized, like, you just got to do it when you have the like motivation to. Cause, like, when if you just let the idea slip by, it's going to be something that you was like, damn, bro, I can't remember exactly what I wanted to do. Like, I remember like kind of the bits and bones of it.
Yeah, right. I mean, especially too, like, since I'm trying to rap on shit, like, I don't wake up every day feeling like dumb inspired and like I need to get something off my chest, like that's not you know what I mean.
I got
that's,
something to say
every day. I wake up and I just have the mic touched already, like that's not how it is, you know. Some days you aren't as inspired and other days, but like you know, today was a day where I woke up, like I don't usually wake up early, but I woke up a little early today and I was just like feeling clear-headed and I was like, I feel kind of inspired today, so I just went through and tried to find some sounds that I fuck with.
Yeah.
And then after I got through, like, the first one, I was already, like, kind of in a flow. And I was like, all right, next one, boom, 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 12 bar. And it's, like, it's quick, too, you know? Like, I'm not, that's the other thing. For me, it's, like, a lyrical practice. Like, I don't see it, like, TikTok is the practice, the song is the game, you know. Some people think of TikTok like as the game and like you got to be mad serious. Like, nah, like what I take is like I take my craft seriously, but TikTok isn't a serious platform. That's like not what I'm there for.
Yeah,
I'm there for me to practice and get my shit off and, you know, have some people discover me over that shit at the same time while promoting a little bit and having fun and doing that shit, you know?
Man rose his hands.
Right.
Yes, JoJo.
I'm trying to put it in like, cause like what I get from that is just like, dang, like you take your craft, you take the craft seriously, you take the game seriously, you take the song seriously. So I have a question of like, why not take the thing that you do seriously and then put that on TikTok, as in put the thing on that, like all that shit on TikTok?
Well, like, I get what you're saying, and I guess, like, the way I explained it isn't, like, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, writing, like, joke bars. Like, I'm serious right. with what I'm writing. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, I'm taking that 12-bar video seriously. Like,
yeah.
you know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'd say, like, yo, when I played baseball my whole life, right? Like, I played baseball mm-hmm. in college and shit. I took practice serious. I go to practice and I try to get better every day. And I dedicate that time is for that. And I'm there for that. And I'm determined to get better in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I take practice serious, you yeah. know? So like when I'm, you know, if you're a pitcher and you, I don't know if you guys relate to baseball, but like
yeah,
if you're a pitcher and you're, you know, you have a game this weekend, you got to go throw 3 or 4 bullpens over the week to get yourself ready for that shit. Yeah. And if you don't take that shit serious, then you're going to get to the game and be fumbling. Like,
you'll be ass. Get him off the field.
You're so hard. Like, this shit is fun, bro. And like, what I'm doing with TikTok is fun. But like, you know, at the end of the day, like, by the time I get to like a few takes on the same video, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, like, you know, like I still take this shit serious, and I definitely yeah. get what you're saying, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what you mean by that analogy. Cause I feel like how I understood it with the TikTok being practiced and the song being the game is like, whenever you make a song, you're, efforts and how you're pushing it is going to be more than like compared to a TikTok. Like a TikTok isn't going to yeah. be like what you what's the word I'm looking for? Like I look at it the same way, bro, is what I mean. Like I don't look at TikTok like this is the thing that is my art and I'm going to define it as like the right. thing that people remember me for.
But
personally.
Well, like the like I feel like we're on different planes, or I'm just tripping, cause like I'm like, all right.
Oh, your thoughts are.
I'm gonna use this example. There's this girl I saw on TikTok, where she makes like interesting art. It's her art, and she sells her art, but the way she sells it is by using her art. The thing that she works hard as fuck on within the TikTok in order to. So like, for example, with Jock, like say like we're using Jock Jock Tesfaye, for example, mm-hmm. Jock Tesfaye is a specific character. So why not have that character mm-hmm. display his music on the TikTok?
I see.
But using Jock Tesfaye's music instead of like the thing that you worked really, really hard on, use that as the TikTok. Because if you worked really, really hard on that, wouldn't that be fucking like crazy? And you can put that craziness with the craziness of the TikTok. And yeah. it's like, oh shit. Because that's
Joey got something to say.
That's what what's his name does? Like all the plug and beat artists do that. They make
you're gonna say Chris Hansen.
Not Chris Hansen, but the plug and beat artists, they just go crazy as fuck on their shit. And then it just is like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I immediately just looked their shit up. That's how I found Amarni Bands. That's how I found Amarni Bands. He put a crazy ass song on TikTok, and I was like, this shit's crazy. And I was like, yes, immediately. But I don't know. I don't know.
Joey, thoughts?
Yeah, I think the point you're missing, JoJo, is that, like, TikTok is not, and correct me if I'm wrong, but TikTok is not the platform you choose to use to, like, necessarily expose people to your project. It's more so to expose yourself as an artist in general. Like, if I go on TikTok, and me, because I'm a poet, so, like, I wouldn't be, like, trying to do the poets or the poetry I do at open mic nights on TikTok. I would probably do, like, some kind of freestyle in the moment kind of poetry on TikTok so people could see, oh, she's kind of cold in the moment. What does this look like in, like, her element? What does this look like on sound, or on SoundCloud, or on, like, when she's really, like, on it? You know what I mean? Because TikTok is supposed to be more of something that's, like, fun and upbeat and
it's like a branding thing.
It's a branding exactly. Yeah. Like, it's lighthearted on TikTok, and it's not necessarily supposed to be super funny, but it's not also supposed to be like, okay, this is where I'm gonna take off, so I'm gonna put all my current shit on TikTok. It's almost like a teaser, because, like, I'm giving you this freestyle, and this freestyle is supposed to, like, encourage you to go to my music so you can see, okay, this is my freestyle, but this is what I do when I'm, like, in the studio writing, working, doing what I do as an artist. I think too, depending on your craft, you're gonna use TikTok for something different. So, like, when you do visual art, connecting with your fans on TikTok, it's like they literally get to see. Because think about Shiki, for example. He literally will draw out the draft, post the draft, and then post the finished work somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? Because he wants you to go to TikTok to see, look, I'm working on this. But when you, if you want to see the final project, if you want to see what I'm going to do with this drawing, you have to go follow me on Instagram. And then when you go to his Instagram page, he may have, like, on his TikTok, it may be all these, like, freestyle drawings, but on his Instagram, it'll be all the drawings done. And then you're like, okay, now I have him on TikTok and Instagram, because I know he's going to post a finished product on Instagram, but I also get to see the process on TikTok. So I think
it's called cross marketing.
Thank you. Cross-marketing. Boom. That's what you have to do. But it's just kind of like, you have to find a way as an artist, as a creative, to get people to, like, buy into your brand and buy into what you're selling and buy into, like, what you have, right? But you don't want to give them everything on one platform.
Right.
That's interesting.
Different platforms that you're on, because then that's more exposure. Because if you follow somebody on TikTok, like, I am not a TikToker. So I may download and lurk on TikTok, but it's highly unlikely that I'm gonna really be, like,
she said all the sexy dudes,
somebody's stuff. But if I follow you on Instagram and you say, hey, I post this stuff on TikTok, I might be more inclined to be like, well, I follow you on Instagram and see what you do on Instagram, so let me go check out the TikTok, or vice versa.
Right.
But it's just,
formulate
your question first. Go ahead, JoJo.
I got it. So when you're on TikTok, so for example, there's this song that by Sunset Driver. It goes like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's on TikTok a lot. And when I'm on TikTok and I hear that song, when I first heard it, I was like, bruh, this synth is fucking crazy. What is this song? Oh, this is a song right here? For sure. I'm using this. I'm going to Spotify and listening to the song over and over again. And I do that for a lot of songs. So what I'm saying is, if you have the finished product, why not make it a sound for other people to use? and just take the sound part where it's like, oh my fucking God, this is crazy. And use that as the TikTok.
On some other shit, ain't no more to give between apartment and the government. Pop up at the auction like who wanted this, exchange it in my hand, cut the loop inside the oven mitt, refunded it. A zombie pushing daisies, kinda maybe, who the fuck is this? Wallet feeling lazy, lost a baby on a mothership. How the fuck we come to this, tripping over last names? Who you think you robbing while I'm chilling in my back cave, for real?
Suitcase.
My boss is dirty laundry.
Your boss makes you do his laundry?
What do you want to clean?
Sounds like a shit job.
Funny, I was thinking the same thing.
And then they told me to run 10 toes in the sand. Asking what you want when I don't have any plans. But I gotta pick a bone, can't be fumbling the cold. So come on, let's take a stroll till I'm old. I could see you plenty dollars if I had a plenty dollars, but I hustle for a leverage, I know better. Can't depend upon the weather while I stumble through the terror. On my last legs, sliding dormant as a centipede. Flossing through my memories, cautious through these energies. Coughing up endorphins just to stay within parentheses. Passing on intended peace, relaxing just to feel the peace. Actually asthmatic, feel the static for why even speak. Twist my locks until I find a key. These my thoughts up on the balcony. These my thoughts up on the balcony.
That's definitely like a good way to go about it, you know. Like, I'm not saying I won't do that. Like, I'm more speaking on like the stuff that I'm doing for fun compared to like, you know, like when the album comes out, like hell yeah, I'm gonna promo that shit on TikTok. Like yeah. Hell yeah, I'm gonna do snippets and shit and like, you know, all that stuff. But like the in between times and shit like that, like. My goal with it is to just like bring more people in and like, you know, he's like, you know, if I duet a beat that has a bunch of them and then I end up getting high up on that one page or whatever, and then maybe I might have a decent amount of people be like, damn, that kid's actually cool. Word, yeah. Let me follow his TikTok. A couple more videos in, they're like, damn, this kid's actually nice. Let me go check his music out. Boom. Like, I'm trying to funnel, like, TikTok's a funnel for me, you know, like, I'm not trying to have TikTok be like my page. Like, I'm not trying to like funnel people from Instagram to TikTok or from Twitter to TikTok. Like, TikTok is where I'm trying to just like have fun with it and expand my range and just like, you know what I mean? Like, I never really thought about it as like something that I was going to take too seriously. It was just something that I want to be consistent with. And like, I feel like that's the most important part. Like, yo, I see like more often than not, like, I'll find an artist off like rent. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I don't sit on TikTok. Like, I make my video, I'll look at a couple, and that's it. Like, I've never really been into it. I'm not even really like into being on social media that much. Mm-hmm. So like, I kind of have had to like tap into it and like figure out how I'm gonna go about it. But like with that, like, I feel like even a lot of times, like, I'll go on there and an artist will post like dope videos of them singing, making beats, whatever, blah blah blah, but the one video where they were like cracking jokes or some shit fell on their head at the end of it has the most views. It's like, so you can't even like really dictate like what is good and what's bad. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's just about like having fun with it and like, you know, like I said, lyrical practice. Like, I take every bar that I put out into the world seriously, but like, not every bar is gonna make the album, you know? Like,
That's a fire.
Every free throw you take is important, but it doesn't matter until you get to the game, and that fucking one shot you take in the game is what really matters.
Yeah.
Until you could write something really fire, and like you said, it might not make the project, but at least you put it out somewhere so people could see, like, yeah, I'm cold.
Yeah. This ain't exactly.
Play, boy.
That's like one of my things too, is like TikTok's free form. So like, I'm starting a series of like, you know, classic instrumental beats and I just like rap on them. So I did like the Dead Presidents freestyle already, and I did the Pound Cake freestyle, and it's like that shit to where I can just like free form write bars and like, and you know, like there's a difference of free form writing to me trying to write with a purpose and have you like feel something on my album that connects to me personally. Like, you know, all my bars come from me, but it's like sometimes you just want to talk shit and like, you know,
pop your shit.
Yeah, like sometimes you're just like like saying some dumb shit, throw some funny shit in there every now and then, you know, like that's what I mean by not taking it as serious. You know,
not everything has to be like, this is a true part of my artistry. Whenever you listen to this, you'll know that I am an artist. Sometimes you just as an artist, because I've been relating to that like a lot recently about just trying to get back to having fun with it. Because whenever you look at the marketing and all the business and all that shit about it, it can take away your like want to do it sometimes. To like, damn, I gotta, for me to drop a song, I gotta market it this way so I can get this video, so I can, like, it gets you like out of that zone of just like, bruh, I just want to rap, bruh.
For real, I'm like,
I just want to rap, bruh.
Dude, this shit is mad fun. Yeah. And promoing at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I just drop 12 bars on a video every day for the next 6 months, you're telling me I'm not going to have more views on my album than if I don't do that?
Exactly.
You know, this shit's a no-brainer at this point when I'm like, you know, really starting to, not that I haven't been taking this shit seriously, but like, this is now
happening.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, back against the wall type feels and just like really trying to push this shit forward and not no more back. Like, you know, so I'm just trying to put every way that I can, and you know, just have fun with it, man. Like, I'm a goofy dude. Like, you know, I'm fucking goofy and quirky and fucking kind of an asshole sometimes. So, like, you know, like that doesn't always come across like in my one song that I put out every now and then, like, or my music video that like I tried to hit a certain feeling that's geared toward that song. And that might be a super serious song about anxiety or like depression or some shit. But like, you talk to me in real life and I'm a fucking, like, you know, how I am right now. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't get my vibe off me right now. Like, I showed you one song that I made that's like strictly about anxiety. Like, that's something I deal with, but that's not me all together. Like, that's what I deal with. And like, you know. That's just like something about TikTok too. I'm trying to bring people in and really show people like more of who I am and just have fun with it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
You like, said... Nah, go ahead. I was just going to keep going about that shit.
You're good. I was going to say, you said earlier that you're not really like a social media kind of guy. Like, what? Why do you feel that way?
I mean, I feel the root of that shit is like, I grew up, I don't know how old you guys are. I'm 25. I didn't have a fucking cell phone until 8th grade. So, like, I didn't grow up with this shit. Like, I didn't grow up with social media being a part of my everyday routine. Like, I didn't have an Instagram till junior year of high school. Like, most of my life coming up, like, I wasn't on that shit. So, like, once I discovered, like, music was my passion before I was on social media. Like, so, like, once I got into making music again and, like, kind of what happened was I was, like, taking baseball. Baseball was my main priority. And then after freshman year of college, I stopped playing baseball and music immediately took over. And, you know, that's when I started, like, you know, after a year of starting to fuck around with it, I was like, this is actually what I want to do. How do I go about that? Shit. Social media. All right, we got to figure that out. You know, so that's kind of like my process with it. Like, I'm definitely coming to terms with it now. I mean, I've come to terms with it. I'm on it, like, you know, but I still like limit myself to how long I'm on it. Like, I really am focused on like having a real connection in the world and like, you know, real world experiences and shit. Like, I'm not the type of like, if you follow me on social media, like, I try to be consistent with my shit, but like, I'm not the type of person that's posting where I'm at all the time or like, I'll go out on the weekends and like, I don't post shit about that. Like, you know what I mean? I like really am about like real life experiences and like, I don't know. That's just, like, how I always have been. Yeah. So I feel like it's just, like, you know, I'm staying true to myself with that shit. I try not to, like, lose myself in what I'm doing. Like,
you think shit's going to get crazy?
Like, I think shit's going to get crazy, yeah.
Social media shit with the metaverse and all this shit happening?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big transition. And I think it's going to take some years for, like, people to really adjust to. Because, like, you know, I'm 25 and I think like that. Like, imagine what anybody over 30 thinks like. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, that should be a real adjustment. And, like, I'm tapped in, though. You know, that's some shit that, like, I didn't grow up with. I grew up into social media. I grew up in the era of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I wasn't really tapped in, like, from the beginning. But, like, with this Web3 shit, like, I'm tapped in now. Like, I'm trying to be on the forefront of that shit. Like, fuck every, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm trying to be, like, in that shit. When people, like, start getting into it, I'm trying to be on it and, like, really have that be, like, a powerful force in what I'm doing. Because, you know, I really think it's going to be, like, not that I'm too, like, hyped on everybody living in the metaverse. I think
that's just creepy, bro. That shit's me personally.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Have you guys watched the movie Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I was thinking about, bro. When I seen that shit, I was like, oh, shit, that's literally Ready Player One. And then Mark Zuckerberg is going to be up our asses the whole time.
Yeah. So that's the type of shit that I'm like, you know, I'm a little pullback on that, but I think that shit's going to take a while anyway. I think that's like, you know, it seems like it's coming a lot faster than it is because of social media.
Yeah.
But like, where, like, you know, we see it all the time on social media, like, and I don't even know if everybody sees it all the time. That might just be my feed because I'm tapped in, you know, like my Twitter is all NFT collectors and metaverse and Web3, but like I catered it to that. Those are the people I follow, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I don't even know if everybody else is on that like I am, you know? So like, it's definitely a big thing, but it's like something that I'm really trying to let, that I think is going to be like a absolute game changer for the music industry and independent artists. So like music, whatever your art is, as an independent artist, like I think the metaverse is not the metaverse. Like I think NFTs are like really gonna be the game changer.
Yeah, that's what this man JoJo's been saying to everybody.
Yeah. NFTs, bro. NFTs.
On, like incorporating NFTs into your art specifically. Like, do you have a plan of attack and how you're going to like incorporate it in your music, or how are you going about that? Because I personally, I'm ignorant to like NFTs, so sometimes I'd be like on my phone trying to look up what y'all talking about.
Yo,
but no, how do you plan on incorporating NFTs in your artwork?
All right, cool. So like for someone that doesn't understand it as much, let me just break one thing down to you, is that this whole wave of NFTs being like these pictures of fucking monkeys and shit, this is like a trend right now. The real like utility behind the NFTs are the smart contracts. So the fact that I can like make something and sell it to you, and when you sell it to somebody, I can still make a percentage of that. That's the game changer. So with that said, man, it's tough to say that I have like a plan of attack. I have like a somewhat loose plan, but like the NFT thing is so new that everybody's kind of just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. But like, so I'm kind of trying to like, you know, formulate what I'm going to do. So right now, what I'm trying to do is like, I'm going to start dropping one of ones with these singles that I have coming out. And then when I get to a point, probably like, I don't know, hopefully within the next couple months, like, I want to have, like, one major single that's, like, the real lead. Once I have more of the album together and shit, have, like, one main single that's, like, the lead single to the project, right? And do a collection of that one-of-one NFT, like, maybe do, like, 20 of them, whatever, like, drop them all and have them have, like, a unique utility to each of them, right? Like, say I have, so this is an example. I made a song on Friday called 5 Minutes. That is like, might be the song that I'm doing this with. So, mm-hmm. I take 5 minutes, like hypothetically speaking right now. I take 5 minutes and I make 25 one-of-one NFTs, the album cover, maybe a little animation, the song on it. Attached to the smart contract is that you get 1% of royalties on the album. You get a preview of the album 2 weeks before it actually drops, 50% off the merch that drops, and like free entry to 3 of my shows, or like free entry to all of my shows if you're an NFT holder, right? Mm-hmm. I put out those out and drop them. And I sell each one for 0.1. Say we're doing 25. That's 2.5 ETH. 2.5 ETH is like somewhere between 7 and 8 to 10 grand, depending on what day it is. Wow. I'm going to use that money to fund my album, mm-hmm. and recycle it into my album, and then do a bigger NFT drop with the album. And like, you know, just kind of use that as a way to gain capital to put towards future projects. Like, there's like a lot of people right now that are doing crowdfunding. Like, I have a homie called named Mako, who's from Mass, and he's doing the same shit right now. He has an album that he's putting together, and you know, he kind of did similar things to what I've just said. He's been someone that's been like one step ahead of me, like in this thing that I'm friends with. So I've kind of been following with him a little bit on what he's doing, because I feel like the way he is maneuvering is smart. But right now he's doing a crowdfund on Mirror. And it's literally just like, you put ETH into this crowdfund and there's these benefits that you get back. And you're now basically a stakeholder in the album. Like, that's it hard. Goes from you just being like an artist to like you being able to like not only pay people, but like your fans can make money off of you. Like, and you can still make money back. You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of hard to explain, just because like
it's like albums have stocks in a way.
Yeah. Like,
it's a stock.
Yeah.
You can explain it very well, because I'm understanding. So.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool. Like, I've been doing like a lot of research on it. Like, but the only thing is that like the research right now is like, there's no validity to it. It's all research. You know, like you can, you know, there's some like instances of artists selling a bunch of shit, but like how validating is that if all the guys that bought them were just random NFT collectors that don't give a fuck about 0.1 ETH that are just buying it just because like they're interested in somebody giving out a music NFT, and they don't even give a fuck about who the artist is, because there's people like that. But on the same tip, I'm down for those people to buy my shit. Like, fuck my project, please. You know?
Like,
right now, it's just like the space is so open, and I feel like it's a lot of community-based right now, and it's a great time to get into it, because like we haven't gotten to the point to where these corporations are taking over, because like eventually that's going to happen. You know?
Yeah, we're already getting to that point, to be honest. Like, we got things like, you know about AV?
AV?
Yeah, AAVE.
Nah.
Yeah, like they're making it more.
Is it a coin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a banking coin. It's a lending protocol. So it's making it more accessible. It's making it more accessible for institutions to grab hold. Because a lot of institutions are like, bruh, decentralization is kind of scary. But it's making, it's centralizing decentralization. So.
Yo, you know what's crazy though? On that tip, I have a kind of like the same kind of like mind blow thing is like, yo, yeah, we're creating decentralized currency, right? Mm-hmm. That all belongs to electricity, which is owned by the government. If the government shut off electricity,
hey, ain't nothing like Jimmy, but I might go out like Hendrix. Really don't care about the image, I be minding my business. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Poor role model for the children, ain't nothing like Kendrick. But my vibe, bitch, don't kill it. Got my eyes locked on the vision, Brody told me go get it. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Ask me what I'm doing, I'm living. Wake up at noon like I ain't got nothing to do. Smiling, don't fuck up my mood. Grab me my coffee and Siggin and play me some blues. Check my phone, got a text from my dude. He said he don't know about his set list, like he ain't got no hits. I can name more than a few. Shout out D. Smith, that's my boy, and we know he gon' make it. I promise, that's more than the truth. We can't see no competition, baby, I think I'm that nigga. I don't normally brag, but I got this shit way in the back. Told my mama she raised a killer. I came to conquer your fan base just like I'm Attila. They say they like me cause I'm realer. No fabrication, you hatin', you way beyond basic. This is what's known as ain't nothing like Jimmy, but I might go out like Hendrix. Really don't care about the image, I be minding my business. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Poor role model for the children, ain't nothing like Kendrick. But my vibe, bitch, don't kill it. Got my eyes locked on the vision, Brody told me go get it. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Ask me what I'm doing, I'm living. On the set, I think I'm cool or something. In my bag, in my own class, I think I'm doing some. Feeling fresh, look in the mirror, I look good or some. Grab a pizza, hit the show, and have a brew or something. Chill with the crew or something, but I can't see no competition. Baby, I know I'm that nigga. I got the lungs of a dragon, spit fire, I know I'm a classic. Touch stage and you know I'ma kill it. I keep it real, let the fake ones paint me as a villain. No, well, I can hardly listen. Think I'm amazing, you cannot replace me, can't save you. This is what's known as the ain't nothing like Jimmy, but I might go out like Hendrix. Really don't care about the image, I be minding my business. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Poor role model for the children, ain't nothing like Kendrick. But my vibe, bitch, don't kill it. Got my eyes locked on the vision, Brody told me go get it. Catch me at a show being ignorant. Ask me what I'm doing, I'm living.
I disagree. I disagree on that point.
What you gotta say about that?
It's not as much of a point, but it's a thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We don't own the server that all this shit is on.
True. Mm.
Yeah, I was gonna say that makes sense.
That's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Or thought.
So that's just like something to think about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, that's what when I'm like when I see these people that are like, yo, bought an ape for $280,000. Like, yo, what if the owner, not that it'll happen because that project is like on a whole nother level, but what if that shit just got rugged? Gone. See you, money. Bye. Like, there's nothing you could really do about it.
I'll be super sick.
But wouldn't
if
it be more so
that.
Like it wouldn't be taken away from you as more as like you couldn't like just having access to it? So if you found access to it, like, you know what I mean? You would have it back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That was just kind of like a random point that I made. My homie always be in my ear with devil's advocate type shit.
Well, to that point, if you keep your shit in a cold wallet, you can circumvent a lot of the
that's true.
A lot of the bullshit. So, like, a cold wallet is a wallet that is not connected to the internet, and it's like a stick drive in a sense. It's like a stick drive that you can connect your NFTs, your coins, and all that shit too. So if someone tries to hack you, the only way they can hack you is if they like get access to your cold wallet, which is almost like impossible unless you're stupid as fuck and get like hit with a phishing scam or some shit. Yeah, which
sounds like happen. This cold wallet before you like even start to do everything else, because it's kind of like it's your insurance and like your security blanket in a way, like because. What you're saying, right, is that you can just add things to this cold wallet.
You can buy. So you have to get so there's exchanges, hot wallets, and cold wallets. On the exchange, it's kind of like Coinbase or Crypto.com and all that shit. And in their terms of, in Coinbase's terms and conditions, they keep like 80% of their coins in a cold wallet and 20% active so you can trade and shit. So, cold wallet is the most protected because it's not connected to the internet, so you can't get hacked for real. Exchanges are extremely hackable. there's a lot of heists that can happen with exchanges, and you can look that shit up. Hot wallets are hackable. However, most of the time when you get hacked with a hot wallet, you're giving away your shit. And hackers, what would do is, it's like, oh, like, send you an email from a quote-unquote company and be like, hey, like, we got to see what your shit's doing. I think someone hacked you. And people fall for that shit. So they get fucked up. And so it's really good to, like, know how much you have, how much are you going to invest, and understand that shit. Like, when I... Like, for example, like, at the beginning of this year, I said that I was going to, like, try to get, like, 10K in investments by the end of this year. When I get that 10K, I'm putting all that shit in a cold wallet. I'm not selling my shit. Because, like BK said, we're in the infancy in this. It's like the video. We're in the 1980s video game era of this shit right now.
Facts.
And we're not anywhere close to the peak yet. So, it's like, all right, bruh. Since... All I have to do right now is research into the companies and invest into the companies that make sense in order to fulfill this dream of cryptocurrency taking over a lot of shit. So I'm like, all right, once I find these companies, I'm just going to buy that shit. And when the narrative changes or a better company that can take over that shit comes out, I'm just going to sell that shit and put it in that one. And keep it moving. But
what do you,
huh?
I was gonna say, what do you say to the NFT naysayers? I've seen a lot of people say that it's scams, it's bullshit. What do you say to those people?
Shit, you can just do what you do.
There are scams out there.
Like, and then crypto is not just NFTs, bro. Like, I feel like people get caught up in the NFT world and not understand the whole entire aspect. As BK was saying earlier with the contracts, there's so many things you can do with a smart contract other than sell music or sell art. You can use it for the medical field where there's a lot of people that die every year because their medical records are fucked up. So you can get a fucking smart contract that has all that shit locked away and you cannot change that shit unless you're the doctor. Mm-hmm. And then it's legible and you can transfer it between hospitals if you want to and do shit of that nature and keep it secure at the same time. You can do housing contracts through that shit. Like I was saying earlier with AVE, the lending protocol, you can do loans with it, like pool loans with that shit. You can do a lot of things with coins, smart contracts, and NFTs other than, yo, let me get this piece of art. So it's like, hey, bruh, we just got to wait. We just got to wait on that. And yeah. Whenever, as more information comes out, the more people are going to, for example, if you look on the news now, there's a whole entire crypto corner for the news. So it's kind of like we're getting to that. We're getting to point. It. Like, yeah. Huh? We're getting to that point. Area. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I mean, there are scams out there, you know, like that's literally just like do your research. But yeah, like, yo, people like the whole like I was saying, the JPEG shit and like these pictures of shit is a trend, you know, like people are like the Bored Apes are what they are because of hype.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Because of hype. So it's just like once we get past that and get to like actual utility, like, yo, we're talking about these smart contracts that are gonna like change the way people do business, right? So yeah. Like now we're talking as a musician, right? So like I wouldn't know how to program this or set this up right now, but in the future, right? Say I have like a producer, an engineer, everybody. The label, all part of this one song. Every what day of the month, we're all supposed to get percentages on the contract, but the label takes a 30 days to send it out because they don't really care that much, like shit like that. When you have a smart contract, first of the month, you have it. When this money comes in, it's an if-then statement. It's a if-then.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, when the money comes in, it automatically, boom, gets dispersed. Like, yeah, it's already in that contract that that's, like, how it's going to happen, and it's all attached to the blockchain, and you can look it up and, like, you know, have that shit be validated on the blockchain, which you can't fucking change unless you're, like, the owner of the shit. And, like, you know, it just brings away all this, like, Fugazi bullshit that was going on.
Yeah.
The music industry, and, like, people getting fucked over by contracts, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, say somebody was on a 3-album deal or whatever, like, you know, there's tiers. Once they get their first album, a piece of it's already gone. And then, boom, the minute their third album is gone, contract expires, and they're independent now. You know, like, that's how it works nowadays, but, like, not really. Like, you still have to deal, like, you know what I mean? You still deal with all this shit. And it's like, this shit can all be streamlined by what's going on. And, like, that's where the utility of the NFT is. Like, eventually concert tickets are going to be NFTs.
They already are, bro.
Yeah, they already are. Like, say you go to fucking, like,
you can go to an NFL game and do that shit.
Yeah, like, yo, I went to Rolling Loud in Miami 2018, and it was the first concert after Meek Mill got released from prison.
Yeah.
XXS's last performance ever.
God damn.
And the first time Travis Scott ever played a song from Astroworld. Like, imagine if that ticket was an NFT that I could resell. And you know how much money I could sell that to an XXX fan for?
Facts.
You know, like, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
If the ticket, okay, so if your ticket is an NFT,
right,
you could resell it after the festival? Or are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. So, and like, you remember?
Access, but wait, let me finish the question. Would they have access to, like, they could just watch the festival again because they have tickets?
Nah.
No. So, like, all right. You remember when I was talking to Ted Nozer about, like, oh, like, if you're a fan, if you had, like, if you are a small artist and you were like, all right, every tour I do for my first fans, I can just be like, I'm going to just give an NFT, a free NFT to all my fans of that nature.
Never give you shit. Nigga one never giving. 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 Nigga one never giving shit. We had to work for it. Whether flipping some pies or quarters and dimes, serving nigga for fries. Shit.
We just trying to get out.
Working on some shit that's time lived, but I still be stressing on the time spent. I ain't wasting time, should be down shit, should be getting hot. Fuck the bullshit, fucking yo bitch, I'm like, nigga, I been working all night. Shit, I been smoking weed while in traffic, sliding mean feet all night. Shit, I been out here in Easton and up in the North, smoking Hollywood, can't get it straight from the source. Smoking weed like illegal, I'm straight on the port. My daddy just tell me, said, bring him some more. You know I been tripping and learned from before. The guys you be having, we needed some more. I said I was done, but I needed some more. That shit, it went quick like a pussy, you know. Falling down, I been trying to get up. I'm lean. My mama had told me slow down, but I been fiend. Nigga, this the last time. Gon' get it up out your mind. I know I said that shit last time, but I promise when I say this, the last one. This the last one. The one, the one, the one. Yeah. It's the little one. Little one, little one. Yeah, yeah. Time I seen you about five, boy, you got beat. What you 5'9"? I know you getting hot. See it in your eyes, see you stretching shit. I know you fucking going mile a minute. Why the fuck you rushing? You been lacking patience, just been lacking substance, just procrastinating, chipping up tonight. Shit, maybe I'm just bullshitting. Bitch got TAC in it. Shit, couldn't even go 2 weeks, but I still finished and got up in it. Shit, making waves every day, just trying to make it through every day. With a blunt, never prayed, but you know I'm probably stuck. Shit, never gave a fuck. Maybe I need to slow down, that's why I've been leaning. My nigga said easy, chill out, I can't, bro, I'm fainting. Shit, last time, yeah, I know. Last one, like before. Mom be moving fast, trying to move it slow. Man, I hate, I said this, the last one. Last one, last one.
So that's like 30 people, like 30 up to 30 people maybe. And then I put like a 15 to 20%, like, all right, I get a profit 15 to 20% every single time you sell that NFT. And if it's, it can be a ticket. However, I can make it into whatever I want. It can be an art piece or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
And as I get bigger, my those 30 fans are going to get going to be able to sell that shit for more and more and more and more because it's legendary. That shit's legendary. And then on top of that, we have...
It's like a collector's item in a way.
Exactly.
I signed the poster to my first concert ever and gave it to one fan. And then I blew up 10 years down the road, and that one poster that I signed at my first show is worth $1 million. And they sell it for $1 million, except I make 10% of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the contract, like, is what holds it.
Right. The Grammys are doing that with Tezos. A lot of video games are doing that. A lot of video games already do that shit. Like Roblox, they make like commission off every sale on that shit. And then on top of that, they make money off their store. So there's like black market sites in order to sell Roblox clothes and shit of that nature. And like how I think of it is like, all right, if people are doing this shit for Roblox, Call of Duty, 2K, all these fucking games, and these games don't mean shit right now. However, they're making money off this shit. Think about when we are able to have these things from concerts and put them in a virtual world, like a social media, Instagram type world, where you can actually go to your friend's quote unquote internet house and see all their little like memories and all that bullshit. That's going to be OP. Think about there's a thing called Sandbox already, where Snoop Dogg's on that shit. Everyone's buying up land on Sandbox, and you can put anything in that Sandbox land. So you can have like a museum. There's already NFT museums. You can have a museum of all the shit that you have or went to, and be like, oh yeah, I went to that 2018 X concert. Here's the little statue they made for the Rolling Loud of that year.
Right.
Yo, how much is that? Can I pay it off you? yeah, you can get it off me. Like, this is how much it costs. Because people are already doing that shit off, like, video games now. And but the kids,
it would still be electronic. It wouldn't be, like, an actual statue.
Right. However, kids are already used to that shit. Right. We're already used to that shit. Like, if you grew up in, like, the 2010s, you're already used to paying for bullshit. And and people, even before then, like, we're a consumerist-ass nation that pays for bullshit. Like, and we're going to always be that way because we want status and be like, we're the cool kids.
Yeah.
People are already doing that with the Bored Ape shit.
What?
Exactly.
That's just how we are.
I need an example of something that would be like, so what you're saying is like, we would pay for something bullshit as in it's not tangible? Like,
yeah, Bored Ape. We're already paying for Bored Ape. Like, for example, OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., recently asked for his contract, NFL contract, in Bitcoin. And then with that money, he bought an NFT, a CryptoPunk NFT. So a CryptoPunk is one of the first NFTs ever created. And he bought that shit for $324 million. And then once he bought that shit for $324 million, he made a shirt with it and wore it to a football game.
And it went up in value, probably.
It probably did. I haven't even looked at that shit, but it's already, it has a $324 million price value already since he bought it.
If somebody bought the NFT, so they could buy the OBJ NFT then?
Yes, they can buy it from him, but I don't think he's going to sell it anytime soon.
So yeah, it's only one, like, only one thing that you can sell. Like, it's not like...
You can't keep that shit. Once you sell it, it's gone. Like, once a creator sells it because he gives you the smart contract, he can't take that shit back.
But he still gets profit off of it when you sell it.
Yes.
If he never sells the NFT, then you don't get a profit.
Right.
Right. However, some people, they don't give a fuck. They want to sell it. Like, even in, like, for example, if you take yard sales, for example, some people do not understand the value of their yard sale. And they're like,
BK yard sale.
Right.
Yeah. On God, BK yard sale, streaming now, face ad. But,
most lit yard sale you've ever been to.
On God. Gary V, need to go to that shit, goddamn.
Facts. Yo, I'm gonna do it. I already plan on doing a series. Like, it's gonna be like a series of projects that I do. Like,
I was gonna say, think, you can do another one because I fly out.
Yeah, I think it's just gonna be one of those things that, like, because the concept of it was me basically like clearing out my closet of music. Like,
right.
I feel like it's just gonna be one of those things.
Clearing out my closet.
Yeah, that, like, every couple of years or, like, you know. Depending on how much I'm creating and what I'm focused on, like, I might, by the end of this album cycle, I might have 50 songs that I like but don't fit into what I'm doing. Yard sale. Boom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, it's definitely something that I, like, keep in mind and something I'm going to continue doing. So I don't have a plan for the next one. It's just going to come naturally.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's been great having you on the podcast. We have enjoyed you. It's been good.
No, we didn't even hold on. We didn't even do like a proper introduction. Like, where right. are y'all from? Like, what are y'all names? Like, we got names on, but, like, you know, that's not always the same.
Yeah, I got you, bro. My name is Nicholas. Gang. I'm originally, like I said earlier, I'm originally from Kenya, but I'm in Nashville right now.
No doubt. And are you an artist? What else you do? What else you got?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Renaissance man, you know? So that's what I like to call myself. I do a little bit of everything.
No doubt.
But my thing that I do the most is make music, though, like you. So I really relate to you, bro.
Word. Good yeah. shit.
Joy.
Good shit, man. I appreciate you guys.
Or Berhandi.
Yeah, next.
Is JoJo Frozen? Oh, no.
He's just making that face.
Not me. Okay, well, I am Berhani, or Joy. What do I do? Okay, I'm from Los Angeles, California. Born and raised. What do I do?
What part of LA are you in?
I'm not in LA right now. I'm actually in Jacksonville, Florida right now.
No doubt.
But I'm from Inglewood. Shout out to the wood. I went to school, I don't know if you've heard of it, Hamilton High School.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's in Culver City area. So that was in Culver. Yeah, yeah. I used to be in the fashion district a lot too. I used to hang out in the alleys. I'd be back there every Saturday morning. You feel me? And that's so funny because last podcast I did a lot of LA plugs. I was like talking about my city a lot, so it's great to have someone who understands what the fashion district means. Because when you were saying, and when you were explaining it, I was like, oh my god, I remember. Because you'll go into one store and it'll be patches, like you said. Another store, it'll be nothing but like wholesale stuff that's like blank. And then the next store is like nothing but fabrics. And then like the next store will be like buttons and zippers and all kinds of stuff. That's one thing I miss is the access to resources down there.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
What do I do? I guess I'm going to use the same response as Nick. I am a Renaissance woman. No, but
that nowadays, huh?
Right, but
you still gotta be.
Yeah, you have to be, especially to like make multiple streams of income and stuff like that, different revenues, like you said. I have recently started like sewing. I'm a seamstress for one of my friend's swimsuit lines. That's what I've been working on. I do poetry. I am a featured artist.
Let them know when the mixtape dropping.
Never. It's going to be an NFT, so watch out.
Let's go! NFT. No, she already learned and put it into motion as we were talking.
I can't tell you shit.
Yeah, she was taking notes and was like, all
right. Right. No, I am going to go back.
NFT coming up.
Okay, this is what they're talking about. And then I think you, and as well as Ted Noser, when we had him on the show, you both kind of encouraged me to do my research. I think that's what's important when it comes to NFT.
Very important.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know what's going on, because I'd be like, wait, what? But yeah, that's for honey. Oh, I guess poetry is like my chosen art form.
Dope.
That's what I do.
Cool. Dope.
All right, Hux.
I'm just me, goddamn. I be doing what I do and moving how I move. I'm from Chattanooga. I'm about to become a teacher, and that shit's looking up.
What are you trying to teach?
English.
Word.
Yeah, I'm gonna teach English. Do that. But other than that, I be chilling. I'm a vibe. I'm an investor. I be researching.
That is one thing you are. That is one thing you are. I will say that.
Yeah, I'm just an all around businessman. Like, if I wanted to put a label on myself, I'd be a businessman.
Word. I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
Nah, that's lit. But yeah, I fucking man, dope. It's great to meet y'all. Like I said, I'm B Caveman. I'm from Mass. I live in LA now. I moved out here in 2019, and I'm an artist. I'm a producer. I'm an engineer. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a business degree from the University of Tampa. Mm-hmm. I have a business. Booming Bay is my entertainment management / show curation brand, I guess you could call it. Kind of a business that I'm just like building along myself as I go. But yeah, independent artist, man. I'm a businessman.
Shout out your socials. Shout out everything you want to shout out.
Plugs. Nah, I'm at BCave _ on everything across the board.
Yeah.
BCAVE _ Be Hole in a Mountain, however you want to remember it. That's but yeah, man, I got a track that should be coming out this week, maybe next week. We'll see. That's kind of the joy of being an independent artist. I get to fucking pick. So just depending on waiting on the music video to get back to me. So I have a music video, new song drop in within the next 2 weeks called Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah, it's kind of an ode to, kind of an ode to Jay-Z, you know. I kind of said some things in there that relate to him and relate to what he's taught me as an artist. So just some shit like that. I have some odes to him in the music video as well. So something I'm excited about, you know, first single this year. And then, like I said, I'm probably going to drop another, if not one or two by the end of February, another song March. So I'm just really going to apply pressure this year. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm trying to do my thing and just spread the breadth of who knows me and just do what I do and do what I love and get better at it every day and just, you know, put myself out there and, you know, get a lot of performances in this year. So, you know, hopefully catch me on a stage somewhere near you.
You dig. BK on new radio.
Yes,
you dig.